Let's turn to the Word of God, shall we? Two readings this morning, one from the Old Testament and a short one from the New. The reading from the Old Testament is in the book of the prophet Isaiah and chapter 42. Chapter 42 of the book of the prophet Isaiah, beginning to read at verse 1 and reading down to verse 16. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, reading from verse 1 to verse 16. Let's hear God's word together. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens, and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yes, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Then turning to the Gospel of Matthew, and chapter 12, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, and we're just going to read from verse 14 to verse 21. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, reading from verse 14 to verse 21. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, Neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless those two readings from his holy and inspired word. Let's come now in prayer before our God. Let us all pray. Our gracious and eternal God, we come again on this Lord's Day, on this Sabbath day, on this day of rest and recreation, this day of worship, this day when we remember the 6 days of the creation, my Almighty God, that he rested the seventh day and hallowed it, the Sabbath day. And also on this Lord's Day we think of the glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that upon this first day of the week, the Son of God, God the Son, rose victorious from the grave, triumphant over sin and death and hell, the one who lives victoriously now at thy right hand, the throne of God, in the glories of heaven, waiting for that blessed day when he shall return for his people. And so as we come, dear Lord, we recognize the privilege that is ours of entering again into thy gates with thanksgiving and into thy courts with praise. We have many concerns, we have many supplications hidden in our hearts that we would need to bring before thee. Many concerns, and sometimes those concerns almost seem to overwhelm us. We may feel like that bruised reed, we may feel like that smoking flax, and yet this morning we thank thee that above all those things we are here to worship thee. Although we do pray for ourselves so very much, yet our primary purpose in coming to this house of prayer week by week is to worship thee, the one who is high and lifted up, whose train filled the temple. Even as Isaiah of old could see the angels crying holy to the Lord. Oh, that we might have that vision this morning, that we're transported out of this little building, transported out of the regime of our daily lives, that we might see something of the glory of the Lord, something of that foretaste of heaven, a touch from on high as we come to meet thee. It concerns us that there are not more people gathering for worship, but at the same time we're glad for the blessed promises that thou wilt never leave us nor forsake us, and that where two and three meet together in thy name, there art thou in the midst of them. We thank thee for the blessed Holy Spirit who sanctifies the people of God, who separates them for service, who empowers them with vision, who gives them comfort, who reveals the things of Christ to their souls and helps them to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we pray this morning for our little gathering that the Holy Spirit may be pleased not only to be amongst us but also to lift up the eyes of our understanding to heavenly things, that we might indeed see Jesus, that we might indeed feel a touch of heaven in our souls, that we might indeed know of a truth that God is here in this house of prayer, that we might go from this place strengthened to serve, strengthened to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, strengthened with all strength to do thy will, to follow thee, to follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And so we pray for thy help. We're glad that this day is set apart. We're glad of its privileges. We're also glad of its duties, that we are called to come aside, to come away from the hustle and bustle of our everyday lives, to come to have our minds lifted up above the planes of earthly desire and earthly things, and to think about heavenly things, or that we might be found this morning as those who sow to the Spirit, and of the Spirit reap everlasting life. The concern this morning that our worship may be kept pure and holy. We don't seek the limelight for ourselves. We don't seek the praise and the approbation of men, but we seek that blessed well done, good and faithful servant. We seek nothing more than the smile of thy face and the blessing of God in our lives, because without thee we can do nothing. Without thy help we are nothing. Without the forgiveness that thy blessed Son has brought to thy people, we are dead in sins. We are shapen in iniquity. We are those whom thy word describes as having hearts that are deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, those who come forth from the womb speaking lies. Oh dear Lord, without thee we are nothing. Without thee we are lost. Without thee we cannot know anything of saving grace. For that which we have is a gift from thee, and thou dost give liberally, kindly, generously, without money, without price. Thou dost bestow the gift of salvation upon thy people, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We thank thee for the blessed gospel which tells us of these things. How forlorn we would be, how dejected we would be, how without hope we would be if there were no gospel. But that wonderful news is music to our ears. It is balm to our waiting souls to know that the dear Lord Jesus has shed his blood for his people. And oh, how favoured we are this morning if we feel ourselves to be subjects of that work of grace, that divine regeneration, those things that happen within our souls that I cannot see, those things that can only be generated, regenerated by thee. And we pray, dear Lord, this morning that our eyes shall be upon those things, that thou hast brought us into thy banqueting house. Thy banner over us is love. May we be blessed all the days of our life until at last we come to thy divine presence in full glory, and oh, that we might keep eternity in our view, with all its wonder, with all its splendour, yet with all its unknown, with all those things that sometimes fill our hearts with doubts and fears, and yet we turn to thy word and we see that wonderful and solemn assurance of those joys that await thy people. For I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. We thank thee for thy grace and goodness towards us. We thank thee that we have tasted a little of these divine things, that we have been brought from death to life, that we have begun to know the forgiveness of our sins. We thank thee, dear Lord, that every step along the way is a way of trusting, a way of looking to Jesus, a way of leaning upon him more firmly. And we ask that thou wilt continue to help us as we seek to walk in this straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. Help us then now, as we think of those things that we ought to pray for, to direct our thoughts and our minds, prayers that may be spoken, prayers that may be unspoken, but all that they might rise to thee as that sweet-smelling savour, together with our worship to magnify the wonders of our God. We pray for the many needs that are before us. The greatest need, of course, is the souls of men. Greater than all earthly prayers, that we might pray for those who are in darkness, to be delivered from the prison house, as we've read this morning, to be delivered from the bondage of sin and iniquity, and to be brought into thy kingdom. That is the greatest miracle, to pass from death to life, to have our eyes open to the truth. We pray, dear Lord, that as thy word goes forth this morning, both here in our gathering and in many other places across the face of the world, some large gatherings, some maybe just a few people, but dear Lord, we pray that thy word will have free course, Thy name will be glorified. We know that the word will not return unto thee void. It shall always accomplish thy purposes. So we pray for an ingathering. We pray for a harvest. Oh, how there's been much sowing in past years. Much scattering of the seed of the word of God. And we pray that there might be a day of harvest, a plentiful harvest, that sinners might be swept into thy kingdom and thy name glorified. We pray for the many situations in our churches, the challenges that are facing them. We think of those churches in the Ukraine. We know that there are precious believers in that place, and we pray for them at this time of war, this time of battle, this time when it would seem that unprecedented evil has been unleashed against them. We pray for them, Lord. Pray for those who gather in the churches, that they will be helped to continue. We pray for those outside of the churches who are affected by these terrible and tragic circumstances. We pray that even yet it might please thee to stay the hand of the oppressor, that the dereliction might cease, that wars may cease in all the world as thou hast promised. Be with them, Lord, we pray. We think of those who are bereaved and separated from families. We think of those who live in fear. We think of the many who have fled the land to settle in nearby countries. And those even who are heading across Europe at this time with all the attendant dangers that that brings. We pray for them. Oh dear Lord, give peace in our time, O Lord, that it might please thee once again to restore things. We know we're living in a world of sin, and all these things are an effect of the fall. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt stay the hand of those who would raise up evil and stir up hatred at this time. And for many other situations that are upon our hearts, we think of the way our own nation has been affected by these things. How families will struggle to meet the costs of living. How many employers find it hard to recruit. And how the increases in prices across the board are striking fear into many hearts at this time. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt give us peace in this nation. And direct us once again to the wonders of thy word. Oh, that we might be a people of the book once again. We know that when that was the case, that thy blessing was upon us. For righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Do protect us as a land, dear Lord, we pray. Bless those who are in our own land and in positions of responsibility and leadership. We remember our dear Queen and the royal household again in this very special year for Her Majesty. We pray that thou wilt bless her. Be unto her all that she stands in need of at this time. Touch her in body and help her to continue with the various events and celebrations. We think how 70 years is a lifetime, 80 years. And we pray that thou wilt even yet bless her, but most of all with the wonderful knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and trusting in his love and his mercy, his power and his grace. Be with the Lord, we pray. Now, dear Lord, as we turn to thy word, the treasures of thy word, ready to be opened up to us, we pray that thou wilt help us in these things. Help us to understand thy word. Help us to apply it to our hearts. Help us to go forth encouraged this morning to live and work to thy praise and glory. Be with our dear ones, our families, our homes. Thank thee for continued supplies and mercies. All things we do not deserve, they're not ours by right, but they're gracious gifts from a gracious God. We give thee thanks for them. Be with those who listen to the messages online. We think of Philip in Japan, and we think of Joe's parents there in Ripon who listen to the messages, and we think of Joe and the children at this time too. That thou wilt be with them and encourage them in the things of God, that they might be blessed, to know that thy people are constantly upholding them in love and in prayer. And Lord, for others who need our prayers, particularly at this time, raise them up, Lord, we pray. Comfort the bereaved. Encourage the sorrowful to look to Thee in all things. And help us now, Lord, as we seek to continue to worship Thee, because we ask all these things with the forgiveness of our many sins in and through the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.